The Auckland Art Deco Society welcomes you to our Deco Retro program here on Planet FM. We will bring you interesting interviews, updates of future Deco Society and other related events, also book reviews, handy household hints, and other snippets capturing the glamour and fascination of a bygone era. Deco Retro. Deco Retro.
Good afternoon, listeners. This is Nancy. Today I would like to dedicate my program to some of our early immigrants of New Zealand, the Dalmatians, or better known by New Zealanders as the Yugoslavs, who were the early gum diggers of Northland and later the winemakers of Henderson and West Auckland, and also some of the fisheries of Auckland and Wellington. I have just returned, can I say just yesterday, from a trip to the Balkans, and going down from this beautiful, sometimes harsh, rocky area, starting in Serbia, in Belgrade, down through the harsh, rocky areas of Bosnia, where in Sarajevo, the many white crosses of the Sarajevo Roses, monuments to the many women, children and men executed by the Serbs when they attacked this region in 1993. We were also taken to see the Tunnel of Life, an underground tunnel constructed between March, June 1993 during the Siege of Sarajevo in the midst of the Bosnian War. It was built by the Bosnian army in order to link the city of Sarajevo, which was entirely cut off by Serbian forces, with Bosnian-held territory on the other side of the airport, an area controlled by United Nations. It allowed food and war supplies and humanitarian aid to come into the city. I was impressed by the dramatic, harsh, but also beautiful scenery, which also immersed in the character of these people as a result of their terrible wars and ethnic cleansing of this area, mainly by the Serbs. From Bosnia, we went to Montenegro. On this beautiful, clear waters of the Adriatic coast, the sheer beauty of which really took my breath away. From here into Croatia to the fortress city of Dubrovnik. The wonderful castle or fortress here is really a city within a fortress. Many of the scenes of Game of Thrones were filmed here. The history of this area would require another program, but it certainly was breathtaking. From here to one of the outlying Croatian islands, Hvar, one of the almost 1,000 islands along the Croatian coast, Hvar was a real playground for the rich and young, judging by the massive and grand yachts moored along the promenade. Our tour ended in Split, and here within the historic Diocletian Palace, I heard the group Klapa Sing performing. What a historic place, which originally built by the Romans, to hear these wonderful voices. No musical instrument is used, and these men, and sometimes women, are rather like what we would refer to as a barbershop type of singing. I was most emotionally infected as I heard these wonderful voices soaring up around this historic palace. I would like to play some of their music to you now. As I do not speak or understand Dalmatian, I can't add titles to their songs.
O je naša zemlja, roru srika u glave kamene, glas juje radovano. O je naša zemlja, zboru slamenja od iskona, svi usli u pleterin. Zvonu versi dum marina i marulov glas rebati. Vo je naša zemlja.
Bravo, strika, plave kamene,
glas juje. Je naša zemlja. Znamenja, svi usli upleteni, hripjuš
Io la vino na pršu, kjolna vino, pa u nemoć. Kjolna pršu, kjolna vino, pa u nemoć.
Now a little about the early gum diggers of Auckland. Landing in Auckland in the years from approximately 1890 to 1930, Dalmatians lodged in boarding houses run by their compatriots before venturing north to the gum fields. Here they lived in rough huts constructed from manuka poles and sacking, bought supplies on credit from the local store. Their days were spent deep in trenches and swampy holes. Gum was in demand for varnish and linoleum until the 1930s when synthetics appeared. Paringaringa, near North Cape, was referred to as Deliland, as these people were often referred to as Delis. The Dalmatians intermingled and often married some of the local Maori people, as they related well together. It was a hard and often not very profitable life. They were often discriminated against and called Austrians and treated as enemies by New Zealanders, particularly after World War I.
Please. potresa.
Zvizdo sjaj na sa nebesa, što sin spasi od potresa. Ti što svitliš od svitlaka, što sin spasi od turaz.
Offered a better life. Some diggers became farmers in the north. Also a hard life, as the land was quite barren and often judged good for nothing. But these people, who were used to the barren, rocky soils and the hard life of their homelands, worked hard and cut out a living from this area.
Bio malešan, jutrom rano budio me zvižduk naše stare dobre ferate. Svi smo je puno volili, a zvali smo je Rera.
Pare! Pare, pare!
Ozi!
Tri ure bozila je osinja do
strika.
Pilići
vozila,
vozila je od sinja do strika.
Očeri smo svoja vina, svak se u njoj
svak se pita.
Preferice svoje pile su očenika,
svi čim će
ostane prolani jaja i pilići.
Ajme!
Jadna ti sam kad ću stići na vrh Lisa.
Ajme meni jadna ti sam kad ću stići na vrh Lisa.
Ajme meni jadna ti sam kad ću stići na vrh Lisa.
Spličani brže s tim kumpirin. Ovo vam je zadnja vožnja u Ferrari.
Ona zadnji zvižduk pušta. Polako gubi paru. Putovanje pri kraju. I bodulu. A i blaju.
Vani!
Nema više stare. Hoće nema žene.
Mali su švenere. Skinjili su šine.
Nema više ne.
Baguna nema,
ne čuje se više, ni
milica garbuna nema,
ne.
Ne, ne, ma ne,
ma ne, ma su švenere,
skinjili su šine,
nema više njeni,
darbeni, baguna nema,
ne čuje se više, ni
milica garbuna,
nema više stare, gožene mašine,
nema.
Ritika kolo
In West Auckland, Dalmatians arrived from the 1930s, bought up land and started our original wineries. Before that, I think Kiwis only drank beer and perhaps a bit of sherry. The first of their wine was known as Dally Plonk, but now we have wonderful wineries with the famous names of Babbage, Nobilo, Delegates, Villa Maria and so on, all having come from the early Dalmatian immigrants settling here. These people, who came fleeing from a war-torn and hard life in Yugoslavia, have proved to be wonderful, hard-working immigrants in New Zealand, bringing their skills from their homeland to help shape our country into what it is today.
Deco Retro Future Events.
The annual general meeting of the Auckland Art Deco Society will take place at 2 p.m. on Sunday the 20th of August at Ferndale House, 830 New North Road, Mount Albert. Following the AGM, afternoon tea will be served. All nominations, remits and notices of motion are to be in the hands of the President, Francis, spelt E-S, at Ariel, A-R-I-E-L, engineering.com, or posted to P.O. Box 109304 Newmarket by the 13th of August. I'll just repeat that. Francis, spelt E-S, at Ariel, A-R-I-E-L, engineering.com, or posted to P.O. Box 109304 Newmarket, and they must be received by the 13th of August. The Society is to undergo a significant transformation, so come along and hear what lies ahead for the Auckland Art Deco Society. As this meeting is for members only, it is important that you renew your membership before attending, as only current members will be able to vote at the AGM. The annual Vintage Textile Fair is being held on Sunday the 27th of August, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Alexandra Park Raceway, Green Lane Road West, Epsom. There's always a wonderful array of vintage textiles for sale with dealers from all over New Zealand. Genuine vintage and retro clothes, jewellery, handbags, patterns and accessories. So if you are a dedicated collector, don't miss out on this one-day-only fair. Admission, $10, and parking is free.
If you enjoyed our program today, listen every second Wednesday of the month at 2:10 p.m. or download us anytime online at planetaudio.org.nz/DecoRetro. If you wish to join the Auckland Art Deco Society, phone Francis on 021 255 0241 or email Francis at aerialengineering.com. Francis, spelt E-S, at Ariel, A-R-I-E-L, engineering.com. Bye for now.